He turned to go, but froze. The guard was standing there, staring right at him with a look of complete bewilderment. On instinct, Rohan held up the knife. He meant it more as self-defense, but the guard apparently didn't see it that way, because he charged. This was no longer about right or wrong. It was about survival. As the two of them struggled, Rohan pushed the knife toward the man, chest thudding, and everything inside him screaming that this was wrong, and to somehow get out of it. And in that moment, his better side won out as he went to drop the knife. Only the guard countered and pushed the knife back on Rohan. The two were locked in a battle of strength, the blade inching toward Rohan's throat. They were so close now that Rohan smelled the onions and red meat on the man's breath. The guard hissed something in Russian and then opened his mouth as if to yell for help. Rohan used the chance and kicked out the man's legs, sending him into a nearby pillar. Adrenaline surging, Rohan leapt on the man, landing punch after punch on his face. Instinct took over, and he swiped the knife off the ground, raising it over his head for a killing strike. But he paused at the fear in the guard's eyes. Rohan gripped the knife handle, sweat making it slippery. His palms hurt. One strike, and it would be over. But he couldn't do it. No, he couldn't do it. He stepped back, annoyed and ashamed. The guard stood and pulled a gun from his side, aiming it at Rohan. Acting on instinct again, Rohan charged the man before he could pull the trigger. He thrust his shoulder into the guard's abdomen, and the guard dropped the gun as he fell, screaming over the edge of the parapet. The scream ended abruptly with a crack. Rohan couldn't bring himself to look down. When he finally did, he saw the man's body lying broken on the rocks. Rohan's gut clenched, and a sharp pain shot through his head. He'd made his first kill. Or had he? A movement below gave him hope. Then, slowly, the man moved against the rocks with a low groan. Rohan sighed with relief and looked at the knife in his hand, shaking his head. Thank God the man was alive. A whistle cut through the air, drawing his attention to the temple again. Lev and Ultimus were waiting. Just past them was what appeared to be a large courtyard with a sanctuary in the center. It had several spires and was made of red brick, scattered with square windows lit by candlelight. Lev motioned to some nearby rocks that were just tall enough for them to reach the roof.
Better than the front door.
Rohan cringed and imagined himself plummeting to his death. That's debatable. They made their way up, Lev in the lead, Rohan behind, and Ultimus following at the rear. Lev quickly reached the top of the rocks and climbed onto the shingled roof of the sanctuary. He leaned down, and Rohan took Lev's hand so the Russian could pull him up as well.
Not so bad after all, eh?
Lev asked. Rohan grimaced. He turned to lend Ultimus a hand, then paused as a low chant drifted through the night. They moved to a skylight cut into the roof, which was propped open and gave them a view into the sanctuary. Below, more men dressed in robes were gathered in a line leading up to a pulpit. The walls flickered with the dark yellow glow of 1,000 candles. The air tasted of incense, growing thicker as the chanting grew louder. In the pulpit, a bearded man in a purple robe knelt before a goat. With a quick motion, he slashed the animal's throat. Blood poured freely, and the man ran his hands through it.